We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Just like that, it happened so suddenly, Dustin. The football season is over for the Cleveland Browns.
It is over. It's unfortunate. It should not be over, in my opinion. We've got so much to get to, many, you know, things, plays to break down and decisions that were made that were good, that were bad, that were, I mean, just so many things. Like, I will say this though. I don't know that I've watched a Browns game like ever in my life where I was so into it. We had just a couple people over, my kids were here watching with me too. And just a couple people, and they were, like, looking at me like I was a damn lunatic. Yeah. Like, every time we got a first down, like, I'm cheering, I'm screaming. Like, they must have thought I needed to be in, like, a mental hospital because I was so into the game. I thought the game was going to get so far out of hand. You know, we're down 19-3.
A lot of highs and lows in this one.
Yeah, so many highs and lows. Adam, how you doing, buddy? I'm sorry to just jump into it, but there's so much to talk about.
I know. My wife actually watched some of the game, and she never watches football. My son watched the entire game. For the first time in his life, he sat through an entire four quarters of football.
Wow.
You know, I'm doing okay. I was really bummed. I didn't think I'd be this upset. Honestly, I've been so into this run, but I feel like I've been a fan forever. I'm so sad for the fans. But here's the good news, Dustin. There's two things here. There's two avenues, right? In the short term, everybody's bummed. It sucks. And we'll get into all the things. And, yeah, it wasn't a great day for even Kevin Stefanski. I think we all know that.
No.
The long term, though, which we may not spend as much time on today, but we certainly will later in the week and certainly as the weeks go by, there's a lot of reason to be excited about this franchise. This is not you know, 99% sure this is not a one-and-done situation. They
Agreed.
Have good building blocks, both front office, coaching staff, and players. So while we wallow in misery today, no doubt, there's a lot of reason to be happy, not only about this season, which overall I still think was a great season. Great, not good, great season. But there's a lot of reason to be hopeful for the future as well.
No question. Lots of reasons to be excited about this franchise, but today doesn't feel like
not today.
Like, I don't want to be excited about next year. Okay,
no, not right now. Not today.
Not right now. No.
Yeah.
I want to bitch about the game yesterday
because
the Cleveland Browns should be playing the Buffalo Bills next weekend in Orchard Park, and they're not, and that's what sucks. Chad freaking Henne. I played against Chad Henne in college, and he ran for 14 freaking yards on 3rd and 14. That's what I'm mad about.
There's a few different things here, Dustin. I mean, you know, we could talk about play calling. I think that's overblown. I mean, everybody's making a big deal about Kareem Hunt not getting any touches in the first half. I mean, there's an argument there. I don't like to get caught up in play calling. But for me personally, you do what you want. We all know that there should have been a penalty at the end of the first half. In the first half when Rashard Higgins fumbles going into the end zone. I do hate that rule. Now, listen, the rule's been the rule forever. They didn't lose because of that rule. They didn't even lose because of that penalty necessarily. I hate that rule, Dustin. I've always hated that rule.
Yep.
It makes no sense to me whatsoever. I don't want to harp on it, but that stinks. However, in the second half.
And the league, by the way, said there's no punishment for Sorensen on the hit, too. Which I thought it was like a targeting call. They don't review that like they do in college. And then, in fact, they called a way less egregious one in the Tampa Saints game later on in the evening.
Yeah.
Which made me even more mad about it. But listen, there's so many things to break down on that play specifically. Like, number one, if I'm Higgins, just go out of bounds. I mean, there's no need to try.
You're going to score.
You're going to score eventually.
Yeah.
And why, like, at that point in time, you'd have given the Chiefs 90 seconds to go down the field, the length of the field.
Yeah.
They were moving the ball in chunks. I mean, like, they for sure would have probably gotten points. I would have taken a – I mean, it's hard to think about in the moment, but
it's
almost
it's
like
you'd
rather, like, take a knee
and
run a couple snaps to before you score the touchdown, you know? But it whatever. It is what it is. It was a game-changing play. But in the end, that play in and of itself did not cost the Browns the game. The Browns still had a chance. We fought about this on Friday when I said I'd love to have the ball down six with 3 minutes to go.
It was
and they basically
five, but
did.
Yeah.
they basically did. Yeah. And Kevin Stefanski, I know Chad Henne's the quarterback, but they still got Hill. They still got running backs. They still got Kelsey. You can't punt the football there. You're up 5 points. You're up 5 points. You still stop them. It's an 8-point game. You can't punt the ball with one timeout. You can't do it.
Number of things. First of all, you're 100% right. I completely agree. And there's going to be people that are going to get mad at us for this. Dustin, I'm going to say it once. I'm not going to say it again because anybody that doesn't know this is an idiot. We love Kevin Stefanski. We think he's a great coach. He didn't have his best day yesterday.
No.
First of all, you should have never been in a position with one timeout. That challenge was ludicrous.
I saw it in real time, and I'm like, that's
a
great catch. There's no chance that football hit the ground.
None.
And I didn't even see the replay, and he throws the challenge flag. I'm like, what are you doing?
That was terrible. You can't do that. The second one, that's more on Baker. I'll give that one on Baker. You can't, in fourth quarter, we can't waste the timeout because you couldn't snap the ball on time.
Yeah.
You can't have that, and that left you with one. And once you're left with one, you really have no choice. Honestly, I wouldn't have punted there even if I had three timeouts. But with one timeout, I can't punt. I can't. Now, in the end, the defense should have stopped them. I mean, you had third and 14 with Chad Henne. You got to make a stop there. And they were unable to do it. But you can't punt the ball in that situation.
And also, it matters that you're up five. Okay.
Yes.
So you could still stop them.
That's right.
And at the 2-minute warning, they kick a field goal, and all of a sudden it's an 8-point game. So you still have a chance. By the way, I don't have a problem with them not going for two with 9 minutes to go in the third quarter.
I agree.
I don't know that you chase points that. It's too early. Had that been, you know, 7-8 minutes to go in the fourth, I'd probably go for two. But I thought they had plenty of time there to not do it.
Agreed.
Some people were bitching about that. But with fourth and eight, I would take my chances on fourth and eight with just the one timeout as opposed to giving them the ball back. All the Chiefs have to do is get one first down. Did you watch our defense play? Like, no one showed up. No one showed up.
And what was so stunning, or the defense was horrible. You're right.
Somehow the defense held them to 22 points. It was all because the Chiefs end up screwing up and Mahomes got hurt.
Yeah, I mean, Mahomes didn't get hurt. The Browns are probably not in the game late the way it was going, but you never know. But you got – that's what's amazing. Mahomes gets hurt, and it opens the door. It opens the door, right? And here's the main reason, and you focused on three quarters of it there. With the reason you don't punt to me, and I was stunned beyond belief, because Kevin Stefanski, I feel like in those decisions, has made the right call all year, and I think he clearly didn't in that case. And you talked about it, Dustin. You're up by five, okay? Even if you give up a field goal, you're still down eight. You can still – it's still a one-possession game. And here's the thing. Well, somebody might say, well, what if you give up a touchdown? Well, here's the thing, Dustin. If you don't have faith in your defense – being able to stop them the 40 yards to get a touchdown, then why punt anyway? Because if they can't stop them for 40 yards when you punt it, they're going to run out the clock anyway.
How can you stop them for 10?
Right. You can't. So if you can't be thinking, well, if we punt, if we don't punt, they're going to score a touchdown. You got to think worst case scenario, it's a field goal. Because if you can't stop them for a touchdown, you're going to lose the game anyway. You have to go for it. It wasn't fourth and 20. You know, fourth and eight, that's not easy to get, but you can make that. I mean, I just, listen, this is bad. It was a bad decision. I hate it because Stefanski's been great all year, but that was a bad call. I think he's going to be regretting that one for a long time.
Chad Henne is 35 years old. He runs a 5.6 40-yard dash, and he got 13 yards on
nobody was
third
near
and 14.
Him. Nobody was near
him. What the hell was going on? Like,
in that
situation, like, I honestly would have blitzed the entire defense and had some freaking contain and sacked his ass and made him punt the football. And here's the funny part. On fourth and one, how embarrassing. They let him throw the ball on fourth and one.
Which is what you want, right? I mean, you kind of wanted them. You wanted him to throw the ball because if it's incomplete, then the clock stops.
Oh, my God.
And he throws it, and Tyreek Hill is wide open.
I'm sick to my stomach.
Ugh. Because what makes it so hard to bear is that the Mahomes injury opened the door. Because the Chiefs just became the first team in the history of the AFC to host the AFC Championship game 3 years in a row. There's no sign of decline in them as a franchise. And when he gets hurt, that's it. Like, the Browns had their chance.
That was
the offense just couldn't get cooking.
And they could beat Buffalo, I think. I think they could beat Buffalo. I don't think they could beat – I don't think you could beat Kansas City with Mahomes at 100%. He's too damn good.
Yeah.
I think you could go to Buffalo and win that game. That's what stinks.
Yeah.
You let it slip away.
That was a great chance. That was a great chance. And yeah, listen, there was a lot of things. You want to talk about Kareem Hunt getting the ball more or Nick Chubb having a couple of drops but they made so many clutch plays. I mean, that drive where they scored the touchdown, they converted two fourth downs and a bunch of long third downs. They kept making plays.
The Hooper catch was amazing.
Amazing. After he had a bad drop earlier.
Yeah.
And he made an incredible catch there. Otherwise, the game's over right then and there. And it just felt like, when Mahomes went down, I was just like, oh, my God, the Browns are going to win.
Right.
Because it was not going well in the first half, obviously. And when they don't, Higgins fumbles and it ends up not costing them. Baker throws a bad pick. It was a great play by Matthew, but he throws a pick. That doesn't cost
him. Yeah, but he's rolling to his right, and he comes across his body.
Yeah, it wasn't a great play.
Nothing good ever happens in that situation. It was really great play by the Honey Badger, but really bad throw by Baker. And think about it. They got out of there unscathed. No points.
Yeah, right, because he misses the bunker. The Chiefs were keeping the Browns in the game between the Mahomes injury and Butker missing, 4 points worth of kicks.
Yeah.
The Chiefs gave the Browns a chance. They opened the door. By the way, I love Travis Kelce. Love him. But come on. That was not a cheap shot by Mack Wilson.
No. And in fact, Mahomes said it wasn't, too.
Right.
They talked about it maybe on social media or whatnot. But
yeah.
No, it wasn't a cheap shot. I mean, he's trying to make a tackle there.
Yeah.
In fact, I didn't even think it was a concussion. I thought like he hurt his ankle or his knee.
It didn't even look like his head hit the ground or that his arm hit, like that his head got hit that hard. It was so weird. Such a weird play. But in the end,
isn't it amazing, though, Bull, how important your starting quarterbacks are?
Oh, my God.
You saw Lamar Jackson go down in the Bills game. Game's over. Mahomes goes down. I mean, obviously they had the lead and they did just enough to win the game, but like what a difference it makes.
Oh, my God. I mean, the Chiefs ain't beating the Bills without Mahomes next week.
They put an FPI up on ESPN this morning. They said they have an 82% chance to win with Mahomes. It goes down to 32%.
They'll lose that game without Mahomes, I would think.
They will. They will.
That's how big a difference it is. You know, Nick Chubb got going in the second half. I thought overall, Baker's numbers aren't great, but I thought he made a lot of big throws in the game. You know, Higgins played really well besides that fumble. I'll tell you, a guy who we've often criticized stepped up in a big way, David Njoku. He played really well in this game. He's one of the Browns' best players.
He did. I've been critical of him. He made some really big throws. He even made a couple of nice blocks, too, in this game.
He did.
What's up with Nick Chubb? Did he, decide to not catch the football or what?
Yeah, he just had those two drops.
He had a rough game.
It was unfortunate.
He
had some good runs in the second half, though, and got going. I mean, I thought he got him going with some of their big – he had some big runs in the second half. But he didn't have a great game overall. No.
Also, doesn't help. Jedrick Wills gets hurt in the first series of the game.
Yeah, well, and then your backup gets hurt. You're down to your third string left tackle.
And then Lamb's out, and all of a sudden you're putting Blake Gillimacuddy in the game.
I know. And they were, the Chiefs did a good job. They were blitzing a lot from the secondary, and then they got the Baker a little bit with that. And now, who would have guessed it would only be 39? We talked about Friday. everybody, 90% of the money on the over, right? And it goes the opposite way. And it all comes down to that one Chad Henne. Like, if they stop him for 8 yards instead of 14, then probably the Browns get one more shot. And didn't you feel – I mean, I was so confident that if the Browns got the ball back, they were going to win. I was really confident. We'll never know. But I was confident in it, Dustin. How about you?
Yeah, but even then, like, it's still a minute and a half with no timeouts. I would have so much rather, you know, thrown something over the middle to Hooper or Njoku or Landry or something and have a chance in that situation on the 4th and 8. You know?
No, no, no. I agree with you. I'm saying once.
I know. I hear what you're. I hear what you're saying.
Still thought they had a good chance to win if they got it back.
And unfortunately, not to mention the Browns caught a break. When Hill was coming back to the ball, I thought the clock should have ran, and they got basically a free timeout there when he went out of bounds.
That's true. Good point.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.